Hey everyone, it's December 20th, 2005, and you're listening to the C64 Takeaway. This is episode 19. A bit more mellow and Christmassy this time around on account of, well, Christmas. This is, however, as usual, Commodore 64 remixes and original SID sounds to go. I'm your host, Jan Lund Thompson, spreading the Commodore Christmas love all the way from Copenhagen, Denmark. Whether you're a new listener or you tuned in before, welcome aboard. On today's show, we've got a nice selection of mellow acoustic and orchestral music for you, and a wee bit of news, and also catching up on listener feedback. But first, here's Tim Forsyth, Flight Path 737, originally a SID by David Dunn in 1984. Tim Forsyth, Flight Path 737. Time for the news. The Remixer of the Year Award 2005. The voting for that has now opened, where you can, of course, vote on such diverse categories as Remixer of the Year, for C64 or Amiga Remix, Best Newcomer, C64 and Amiga again, Best Veteran, C64 and Amiga, Most Innovative Remix, also C64 and Amiga, Best C64 Remix, Best Amiga Remix, Lifetime Achievement Award, Radio And as a new one, Radio Personality of the Year 2005, the voting for this is open until January 5th, 2006. And that's, of course, over at remix64.com. They have a link there, but I'll also have a link in the show notes on the C64 Takeaway site. That's, as always, on www.slayradio.org/podcast. Now, I get nominated for a Radio Personality of the Year 2005, along with all the other talented people over at Slay Radio who've done shows the past year. So, yeah, head over there and vote. Yeah, I know. Statistically speaking, someone from Slay Radio is going to scoop up the award, seeing as there's loads of them. And here on the Takeaway, there's only me, but I don't mind. It's great to be nominated anyway. I also added a couple of links to the other podcast category section thing over at the show site. Be sure to check out U-Turn Cafe, which I like a lot. It kind of inspired today's mellow episode. That's hosted by CC Chapman, who apparently also does something called Accident Hash, which again apparently is very popular. I don't know. I've heard about it, but I've actually never listened to an episode of it. But the U-Turn Cafe, man, that's just like nice mellow acoustic music. If you want to check something out, something entirely different, there's also the Ricky Gervais Show. And if you're looking for new material to enjoy, check out the rest of the list, the In No Special Order list. That's all my favorite podcasts. And you might never want to go back to conventional radio again. Right, enough of me talking. It's time for another remix. This is another one from Matti Pallanen, a hobbyist composer from Helsinki, Finland. He's mainly been composing orchestral soundtrack-like music and ambient for a few years now, and he's also working on the music for a complete remake of the game Ultima 9. But recently he found his way over to remix64.com and to RKO, and he's been submitting some stuff and really nice tunes. I played his take on Notes of Yesod back on episode 18. Here he is again, this time it's Spy vs. Spy. Matti Palanen, Spy vs. Spy. Very nice take there. Right, time for some feedback. As I promised you earlier on, I'm going to play catch up on the feedback now. This one is the first item today is actually an old one. It was posted over on livejournal.com about some time in late September, but it was only recently brought to my attention by a listener. Now, this is edited a bit by me because it was a bit long, but I haven't edited it in the way of this could have been a brilliant movie if everything about it wasn't crap turned into brilliant film. That's not the kind of way I edit. Anyway, sometime back in September, someone implied that podcasting is a not so useful big huge MP3 with lots of little MP3s in it, and or a guy rambling over them. Popular misconception about podcasts, what can I say? Luckily, a guy called Cheese Truck stood up and defended podcasting and kind of defended the takeaway as well. This is what he said, is that the C64 takeaway is a decent podcast. It's the only one I actually listened to, and it's the one that basically sold me on the concept being decent. I walk to the bus to work now, and the bus ride and the walk home, allow me to listen to this, sorry. It works well, really. I have all my other MP3s and so on. But even on shuffle, after a point, you sort of go, I'm kind of bored with this playlist of 300,000 million songs. And you sort of want something else, like someone who's sharing your enthusiasm for the music as well. That's what good radio's about, where someone else is going along with you on your ride and maybe taking you to some friend's house to hear a newly discovered Hendrix tape or some noise band, which is how this one works. The guy, that is to say me, does it all in one take, plays songs he cares about and gives some history in it, throws some history in as well. Yeah, okay, he yacked over a poet playing Sanction on the piano back in the Back in Time Live Brighton, but that's because that was the only way he was allowed to air it. But other than that, it's a guy sharing a few tracks, sometimes with theme, sometimes not. Thank you, Sir Cheese Truck. I thank thee for standing up for what I do there. Also coming in to the inbox here at the C64 Takeaway HQ is the daily notification of new Frabber pushpin popping up left, right and centre. If you don't know this, we've got a Frabber map here at the Takeaway. It really seems to be the thing to do for various communities. And sure, I know I can just look at the stats from the website and get an idea, an inkling of where you guys are coming from. Currently, 72 countries, actually. So that's pretty widespread, that is. But there's just something about seeing a little virtual pushpin on a map of the world. So that's very nice. I really appreciate that. We've got 35 pushpins in so far, from I-Zero up north in Finland, to Zen way out west in the US of A, to Bullet Bread over in New Zealand, who holds the current record for being both furthest to the east and to the south. And you can also add a little shout out on your Frapper profile on the pushpin, and some people have been doing this. Don't take away my takeaway, says Merman in Cambridge, England. Podcast brings great memories for the C64 and Amiga. Excellent comments and information. Greetings from the Caribbean, says Eduardo Torres in Puerto Rico. Now, Eduardo, sorry, I can't... Right now, I would really love this to be a C64 and Amiga podcast, but it isn't so. Because if it was, I would, of course, find some Monkey Island mix to play for you, but I can't do that. Sorry. Listening to Comic Bakery while riding the, quote, fabulous, unquote, commuter trains makes one really feel happy, says Tingle in Stockholm, Sweden. I've never been to Stockholm, but they seem to have a very nice public transport system there, according to Tingle. Last but not least, Soul Music on the Move, loving it, says Gas XL in Norwich, that's in the UK. And that actually wraps up my feedback backlog. So keep those comments coming in. I really want to make this baby interactive. I've had a great, well, not year, because I've only been doing this since, what, June, July. But I've really enjoyed doing these podcasts, and I'm kind of sorry that I haven't been able to keep up with the weekly schedule as of late. So that'll be my New Year's resolution. Hopefully, I'll manage to squeeze in a show between Christmas and New Year's, but I'm not sure. I've got some places to be and some people to see, so This probably might be the last one this year. Anyway, whether it is or not, it's not just all about me talking. It's also about the music we all love. And this next tune is one of my favorites. It's Wobbler, Sanction. Now, Sanction's one of those tunes that everyone seemed to remix, including actually, Wobbler, he's done a few takes on it before. So he thought he'd name this one Sanction. Oops, I remixed it again. Thank you. You know, it's funny how humanity needs a yearly reminder of the importance of spending time with our loved ones when it should be obvious to us every day of the year. Unfortunately, loved ones are sometimes taken away way too early. I've sadly had this happen to close friends of mine in recent years, and to those people I extend the biggest Christmas hugs of all. As long as you keep remembering those who passed away, they'll live on in your hearts. This is Marcus Klein's take on Chris Kreuzbeck's Hard and Heavy, called simply Family. Marcus Klein, also known to the world as L-Man, their family. Right, this wraps up another show, almost. One more tune to go. But before that, the usual bit of wind-down information. But first, special thanks to Johan Tandrop Kensler. for the generous PayPal Christmas present that landed in my inbox literally minutes before I set out to record this show. The practical information, as usual, you can find the show site at www.slayradio.org. That's www.slayradio.org/podcast. Where you can, of course, find show notes and links to everything featured on today's show. Email to podcast@slayradio.org. And please do email, because as I mentioned earlier on, I've now cleared out my feedback thing, backlog. So do that, and also add your virtual pushpin to the Frapper map. That's at frppr.com/c64takeaway. And of course, if you feel like it, don't forget to show your appreciation over on podcastalley.com. Now, we've got the last tune coming up. It had to, of course, be a Christmassy tune. And actually, I haven't really gotten that many Christmas tunes, Christmas-styled remixes on RKO or on any of the CDs. But I did find one here that I found fitting for this. This is Marcus Schneider, Golden Axe, Christmas Edition. I will see you guys next time. If I don't get to make another show this year, Happy New Year. If I do, I'll see you on the other side of Christmas. Well, I'll still see you on the other side of Christmas. I'm rambling now. But no matter when it is, I will see every one of you next time. Take care, stay subscribed, and have yourself a Merry Commodore Christmas. Bye-bye.